When Harborview Medical Center gets word a gunshot victim is en route, they sound the alarm.
A trauma red alert. That's our highest alert. That means we mobilize the most resources we have to be available, with standing at the bedside, waiting for the patient to come in.
Chief of Trauma, Dr. Greg Jerkovich.
Because we know the chance of dying is very high.
As the population grows, he says the number of gunshot wounds the Seattle hospital treats is slowly increasing. But he says the most aggravating thing about this kind of injury...
It is a waste. It's preventable. It's an event of passion almost always, whether it's anger or whether it's depression. It's rarely, if never, a true, quote, accident.
The cost of firearms violence in our state has been estimated at about $2 billion a year.
Kristen Comer with the group Washington Sees Fire says there are laws aimed at preventing gun violence.
We have some great gun laws in our state that aren't adequately enforced.
The fact is that law enforcement in our state is not adequately supported.
State Attorney General Rob McKenna.
We rank 47th or 48th in the country in the number of commissioned law enforcement officers per capita.
He says we need more resources to fight gun crime, from theft to murder.
All of a sudden, I just hear all these gunshots.
Both the gunman and the Virginia Tech and Seattle Jewish Federation shooting had a history of mental problems. McKenna would like to streamline the way agencies share information about the mentally ill,
so that everyone is literally on the same page.
So it's clear who has lost or regained their right to carry firearms. Comer would like to see gun laws more consistent overall. She points out only licensed gun dealers must conduct background checks.
For example, universal background checks, we think, is a great idea.
The devil is always in the details.
Alan Gottlieb is founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. He points to recent legislation that would have required background checks at all gun shows.
The way it's worded, the gun show promoter or organization that sponsors the gun show, their officers would be criminally liable if anybody at the show broke a law, not only at the show, but in the parking lot, or if they met at the show and sold the guns illegally 2 weeks later. So what really happens is it puts gun shows out of business.
In fact, he claims that instead of cracking down on gun-toting criminals, laws are too often used to take rights away from responsible gun owners.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. My argument is, if you don't like guns, don't buy one, don't own one, but don't take my right away.
As long as we allow an individual right to trump public safety, families are going to lose their loved ones, and we're going to suffer the consequences as a community.
For the Big Story at 6, Heather Bosch, News Talk 710 Cairo.